Let's take one last look at the minutes, and then if you all would give us a motion to approve or revise, and then we'll shortly, our secretary will read out the first application, in which time we'll ask you to come forward and give your name and address at this lectern here to my left. You all want to approve our December...
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the minutes from our work session and our general meeting of December 2nd with the minor corrections that Lucy provided.
Second.
All right. All in favor of approving the minutes for December 2nd, raise your right hand. Okay. And one abstaining, or
because I wasn't at the meeting, I don't think I should. I wasn't at the meeting either, but I voted they were okay.
All right. Okay, good. Madam Secretary, if you would please begin narrating the applications.
Okay, we'll start with the Old Aiken Overlay District. We have application number 15-001018. The applicant's Tony Jerome. The location's 131 Lawrence Street Southwest. The applicant has applied for the relocation of a sign which is composed of individual dimensional letters to the new location of Refresh, a shop located at 131 Lawrence Street Southwest. The existing signage for the previous location of the shop at 137 Lawrence Street was approved by the Design Review Board on March 9, 2010, as shown in Attachment B. On the new location, the applicant is requesting that the sign be installed vertically on the second floor of the building on the left-hand side, and you can see that proposed sign location on Attachment D. Mrs. Jerome can't be here tonight, so Susan Kleinbub's here on her behalf.
Okay, Susan, if you would please come forward and then officially give us your name and address for the recording. Thank you.
Okay, is this good?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm Susan Kleinbub, and I live at 225 Walker Avenue, but I'm here representing Tony Jerome.
Okay, thank you.
Refresh.
Yeah. Do you have anything new to add?
No, I think Susan covered it all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Susan may have something to add. That's Susan. Okay. Do you all have any questions? I think there was some concern about whether the letters will fit. And would you all like me to just go ahead and jump into this? Or do you have some questions?
No, I was just going to say that did y'all consider any other placement of the letters? I know the sheet that I have here, you know, has a vertical.
Right.
And I was wondering if you thought about any horizontal placement or...
Well, there's no available horizontal placement because of the building architecture, and that's pretty much how they came up with the vertical placement.
Mm-hmm.
And was there also the chance that an awning will go up
at
a later date?
And that will
in
cover
that space
right above the windows and the fence, mm-hmm. I mean the door, so that would mm-hmm. block that view mm-hmm. up above the door.
It turned out, Susan, there are 8 characters, including that dot, and I believe there are 8 panels. So that was one thing that, you know, we maybe touched on at the last meeting.
Yeah.
Now, that sort of presumes that you won't ever have an awning.
Right.
And I don't think, since it's a recessed door, I'm not sure if the awning helps. It will put the storefront in shadow. So it may be that not having an awning is better than having an awning. The problem always comes around to the leaf, because the eight characters really do go right straight across nicely. But then what do you do with the leaf?
Right.
Now, we were concerned that the letters and the leaf may not go up the side either. And you probably don't... I'm not sure you... I know you were brought in as a...
Ad-lib. Well, I think that's why they did the this picture showing how the leaf fits in proportionally with the actual lettering.
Yeah.
So that... and that is certainly a logo that they identify with, their store, and certainly that Aiken identifies with, the ginkgo leaf, since there are ginkgo trees on the corners of downtown Aiken. So they do want to incorporate and feel like that's an important part of the sign that gives it its character and uniqueness.
Okay. May I add something?
Please.
We were, McDonald was concerned about the size too, and we really didn't understand the size of the letters. We saw the one little thing that said 11 inches, but when you look at verticals and distances between letters, right, it's hard to really visualize. So I called Ed Hudak today, and he gave me some specifics, and it might be a problem. He said the letters and the spacing are 142 inches mm-hmm. tall, you know, as they should be. I did that mock-up, Susan. Tony didn't get Ed to do it yet.
Okay.
And then the leaf itself is 60 inches, including that little stem. Mm-hmm. So the whole length of that thing is 207 inches.
Is this scaled, what you have?
No. And so McDonald went over there before the meeting and started counting brick.
Mm-hmm.
And we're thinking it's only going to be big enough for the letters and not the ginkgo.
The leaf.
So they can't. You don't think they can get this look up there? What she
no,
has?
Maybe the
Susan
letter.
Got it to work. You know,
on the computer.
Mm-hmm. On the computer, but
I didn't.
It's a 5-foot leaf. Now we don't. We think the leaf is neat.
I have to scale. Yeah.
Too, but now I guess you could do a different leaf. You could come back and have Ed make a different leaf, maybe. Ed knows the dimensions better than anyone, but it does appear if you look at the original location that it seems to be a 5-foot high leaf with that stem.
They might have to scale back the leaf then.
Now the reason this got started is we looked at this after Susan. After Susan did this image,
mm-hmm.
and we thought, oh, that's interesting. It's a vertical sign. And I know there was some resistance to just putting letters running up the side of the building. But there are a lot of historic buildings that have vertical signs. And, so I thought, okay, that's a good approach. But then when we started trying to fit a sign, to see if a sign would fit, that's when Ed said that particular set of letters and leaf probably won't get it in there.
Yeah, won't be able.
So I guess folks wanted to vote on what would fit.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to the commission. But first question is, do we mind the letters going vertically, with or without a backboard? And then secondly, would y'all want us to vote to do it whatever will fit, or do you want to rethink? The math on it.
Can I make a call? No, I'm kidding.
Call a friend.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So what we were assuming, if I'm correct, is they're going to take the sign that they have and it won't present scale won't fit.
Unless the leaf went over to the middle or something, and I don't think that's quite the effect you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
But again, if you went back and hung the leaf, I guess it's a three-dimensional leaf, would it hang over the door as you walked in somehow?
Mm-hmm.
It would probably fit if it was going horizontally.
Right.
If it just turned...
Yeah.
And so right now y'all are thinking you're going to leave the frame for the awning but not have an awning there?
Right now I think the intention is to put an awning up at a later date.
Okay.
So I mean, this is sort of news to me, so yeah. I don't know.
We found out at 5 to 5.
You have those options. You can have us go ahead and vote, however somebody wants to make the motion.
Uh-huh.
We could also, at your request, we could not table it, but move it to the next
session.
And they're not going to be here next month mm-hmm. either.
So the options are to vote on scaling it so that it fits as Susan's shown it, which would mean a new sign that's smaller than.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they don't want that.
Now he could. The letters are already made, right. I guess.
They are.
I guess he could paint. He could do a painted sign like.
Right.
Just like Susan did, but he's going to paint it and hang it up there. That's
right,
another,
right.
That's way. That's really what we'd be. If we vote on this picture,
that's
what you'd be doing.
Right. Or and if that's not what they want to do, then they would have to.
I don't think they. Or they could vote on just the letters going up there,
uh-huh.
if that's only what would fit, and the leaf going either. On a window or above the front door or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think they would like to have some sort of understanding that the board likes that location.
Right.
And then it's up to
them as to how they want
and
to,
Ed to work out how that's going to work.
Yeah, the height of those windows.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I don't know. I hate to vote on anything. Because then we've already voted on something, and it seems like mm-hmm. we're tying your hands if mm-hmm. we're not sure that the scale is right.
Right. So reusing their existing sign is out of the question.
No.
I mean, as shown.
As shown, yeah.
As shown.
We think, but maybe they need to take the proper measurements rather than
that's
the estimate.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, we really need something more concrete,
right.
I think.
Okay.
With that, if you had
yeah, I think we'll just have to wait till next month.
I sent him a picture.
Uh-huh.
He couldn't open it. He was
going
to try to do mock it on the picture.
Uh-huh.
And I found out at 5 till 5.
Yeah.
He couldn't open it. He said he could have it done by tomorrow or the next day. And I said, now, wait a minute. I'm not paying you. But it sounded like he would do that.
Yeah.
Just... because it needs to be
just
done.
Just to see.
Nobody's ever.
Right, if it's big enough. Well, I don't know, really. I think that it would probably be best just to wait till next month and give us give them the next 30 days to get something more definite.
Yeah, I think you'll. Yeah, otherwise, it sounds like everything we vote on is not going to be
right.
It's not going to be practical.
Right, and then we'll be back doing this again.
If we voted right now, he would have to make them a new painted sign.
Right.
And not use those letters.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I think we'll just wait.
Can I make a motion to...
Well, can I ask one?
Yeah.
Let me see what we're going to say.
I was saying, I can't think of a way to figure this out so it could be proved administratively.
Right.
I cannot figure that out.
Okay.
So. I was working hard on it.
Okay, can you... I've done this before, and I'm sorry to do it. For their benefit, can you at least... say that you like the general idea. Okay, so that they are not going forward with this idea and then come back next month and say, no, we don't like that vertical sign. You know, so the concept's okay.
With it's just showing a picture or scaled accordingly and whether or not they want to invest in another sign.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so would Susan withdraw the application?
You can vote to continue it to the next meeting.
Oh, do we do that or does she do that?
You can do it either way.
You have to make a motion. Oh,
she's
motion.
Agreed to it.
She's already,
So, Mr. Chairman, I move that we continue this matter to our February meeting.
I second the motion.
Okay. All in favor? Yeah. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah, next.
This is application number 15-0010023, also in the Old Aiken Overlay District. The applicant, Cynthia South. The location is 132 Chesterfield Street South. The applicant is requesting approval to paint the brick building at 132 Chesterfield. Also, all window and door trim will be painted. We've got swatches of the paint colors as well as an example of the building with these colors, which never prints properly, so they're skewed. I did write that in there. The applicant notes that building codes required a new egress door to be added on the side of the building. This door has already been approved administratively because of some code issues. And finally, a metal sign is requested for the front wall of the building as shown on the front elevation drawing.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. And then I believe we have the applicants here. If one or both would come, yeah, come up here and give your name officially. That actually has a microphone in it. And where? Yeah, that's right.
I'm Cynthia South with the South Company.
Okay. And you're a resident?
My residence, I live in Aiken and I live in Columbia, so I have two addresses.
You want to give your Aiken one?
The building is at 132 Chesterfield, and the other address is 139 Fox Haven Drive, Aiken.
Okay, I don't know whether it matters whether you're a resident of Aiken. It sounds like maybe you don't live in Aiken
I rent a house at 139.
Oh, 139.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Fox Haven Drive, Aiken, South Carolina.
Yeah, that's all. It's just a technicality. I think we ask where you live. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, we had some discussion earlier about the painting, obviously the painting of the brick and then the logo, and as well as maybe painting some of the metal. It sounds like perhaps you all had an idea that if we were to reference the colors, what's the name of the
B-Balance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've already approved that, and it's maybe not quite as bright a green, but it also has some red as well. So that may be the sort of amended application. Anything else that you all wanted to ask? We can, while she's here officially, that just brings us up to where we stopped in our discussions.
Yeah, I think that my concern is that the paint is appropriate if we even need paint in there. And I know you're requesting that we paint the building, but again, I don't think the color of the building is the problem, and I certainly don't want to use the paint to make it pop even more. But I'm not opposed to a softer, you know, gentler color. Just I'm opposed to it popping, mm-hmm. you know, with something too bright.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I do like the ideas of adding the awnings. I think that'll help soften the building. And I know you want to do that at a later time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And then as our guidelines would, you know, say in downtown commercial painting, the first two bullet points, keep historically unpainted buildings unpainted, and we've touched on that, and then utilize historic and compatible paint colors when painting a historic building. It's not really a historic building, you know, like we think of it normally, but I think you do approach painting brick cautiously because you can't undo it. Now you can change it to a different color. So those are other things we sort of qualified this application with. But if you all have an understanding of kind of where our
I believe I do, having heard your discussion.
Are.
So
mm-hmm.
thank you very much for that feedback.
And then we could have a motion, and if there are not any more questions, it helped to have you all in the work session.
The I guess I'd like to know how you feel about the recommendations that we've talked about so far.
I'm pleased about considering painting the building because it is such an unattractive building, and that there are multiple variations of green throughout downtown Aiken, and across the street from our building, our buildings that are painted. So we appreciate you considering that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. All right.
And do we have the actual color? I know what you're talking.
We did identify a couple of colors, and we could probably reference those and
pass that.
No, but I just wanted to make sure that you had it.
Oh, I did.
Because we went through several different
colors.
The basis for the color selection is based on our logo and staying consistent mm-hmm. with our branding and our image, mm-hmm. And with the green tones that have been evolving in Aiken in recent years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's fair to say that Benjamin Moore, that Danville tan may be a close facsimile to the
Be balanced.
I've got to go over there and look at the sign and see.
Yes.
Be balanced.
Yes. Similar to those colors. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. I think that could be.
You don't have to use Benjamin Moore paint.
Yeah. And then the Garrison Red was the which will relate to the brick buildings adjacent. Okay. Well, thank you. If there are no other questions, we'll see if we have any other folks who want to comment, and then have a vote. Are there any other folks here who would like to come forward and comment on repainting 132 Chesterfield? No, I don't see anyone, so we'll go ahead and entertain a motion then. You guys would like to do that?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we accept application 15-001023 for approval to the paint of the brick building at 132 Chesterfield Street, with all window and door trims will be painted the colors that was just mentioned, or very similar to it, and also a metal sign is will be put on the front wall of the building as shown in the front elevation drawing.
Okay. All right. And
second.
We have a second. And we did clarify the color selection, and if you can be close to that.
Danville tan and uh-huh. Garrison red.
Okay. Okay, that's the motion. Any further discussion?
Yeah, I have a question.
Okay.
On the sign that you show mm-hmm. in the window or in that space, in the, mm-hmm. what color is that going to be?
The sign.
He was just asking, is this some additional information?
My husband is the contractor on the renovation and has been a developer for a long time, so he was just asking me to get clarification on the total signage on the building.
Including the...
How much area you're allowed, is that what you're saying?
The motion called for approval of the metal sign, but it didn't call for approval of the logo circle. So we just wanted to make sure.
I'm at the signing right
mm-hmm.
now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We have to approve the motion in order to get the subject on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes,
my
sir.
Question is that South Company sign, number one, what colors is that going to be?
The metal sign?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's an aluminum metal, and it has some backlighting to it. And
It's black lettering.
Black on silver.
The picture.
It appears on the color image as
white background.
As black lettering on white. But
uh, The inside, I know we have some backlighting. It's a raised sign. It's raised out.
3 inches, I think y'all said.
Does that go through Tommy separately? The sign, actual sign?
He's got to approve it, too.
Right.
So those letters are cut out of the sign, which it has some backlighting to help provide some of the color to it.
But the color is black on silver
or black on white?
It's silver. The background is silver, and then it's black, and then...
I would think your bullet circular O might be the red, but am I wrong on that?
I think we're introducing too many colors on that building. It's going to look like a mishmash when you get to the bullseye on top of the building, the green of the building, and then a backlighted South Company sign in black and silver.
It has the similar colors. I wish I had the color.
While you're doing that, let me clarify. I don't think the other question was the logo up there. We're voting on this Exhibit C, which shows that as the design. And, you know, I don't know that that's going to be considered signage per se officially because it doesn't have any letters associated with it.
We're not considering it.
It's just color
part of the paint
on your building.
Okay.
So that was more involved in the sign creation. It's a brushed aluminum backdrop with black letters raised, and then the color will be added by the backlighting.
Okay.
The circle logo will be the colors of the circle.
Yeah. That's right. So you'll have a little bit of color in that south.
A little bit of color in the south.
Right. I think that would make sense, yeah. So I don't believe, now the city has some sign ordinance that we don't administer, but they do it through Susan's department. As far as the allowable area. But apparently it's within those limits. But I don't think that big circle will count against you unless you start writing south up there with it.
And the signs on the windows, you don't need to get approval for.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where you've done marketing, creative, da-da-da-da-da, none of that has to be approved by us or for a sign permit.
So now did we have a motion here? I think we...
No, you had a second.
Release and check.
You need a motion now, I believe.
There is a motion in a second.
And because we're having discussion now.
Right.
Yeah. We have a second. Okay. Any other questions?
So has the motion covered everything that we needed to cover?
Well, we can clarify that it's based on Exhibit C, but I think we did discuss in detail the color. The color of it, and
the signage,
as shown in the Exhibit C. We could add "as shown in Exhibit C" if we want.
That's fine.
Okay, is that satisfying?
I'm just making sure that we got everything we need to here.
Okay.
Because I think they were asking. The South was asking to make sure that we've got everything covered.
Yeah, I think we've covered the two or three bases we're trying to. All right, all in favor of the application as we've discussed it and amended it, raise your right hand. Okay, looks like we have four in favor and perhaps two against. Is that what?
I'm against.
I'm against.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay, next.
All righty. We will move to the Historic District. And our first application is application number 15-025. David Nager is the applicant. The owner is Thomas Palin. The location is 516 Highland Park Drive. The applicant is requesting approval for the construction of a porch on the front of the house at 516 Highland Park. The porch will be 12 feet by 21 feet, and materials will include a silver metal roof, hardy board siding for the gable with three corbels painted white, four 8-inch by 8-inch square columns and 2-inch by 2-inch square pickets and railing, a pressure-treated flooring, and brick steps and foundation painted to match the house. One thing I didn't write, but is that the new gable roof will step down slightly from the existing gable and will be in that same location.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if you'd like to come forward, please, and just give your name, address.
Hey, good evening. My name is David Nega with Reagan Incorporated. I'm the general contractor. Mm-hmm. I live at 217 Ashwood Drive in Aiken.
Okay, thank you. I think you maybe, as you talked with Susan, you all said you may modify the elevation slightly to show a lintel going across the top where that the columns run into. Was that the case?
Forward, below.
It would be below a lintel. It's the elevation, the height will not be changed, but it will be wrapped around with a lintel underneath.
Right. So the columns are supporting something rather than just supporting siding.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, the two ones in the middle are really aesthetics. The two end ones are supporting.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah, I think that was just a sort of an aesthetic suggestion that we had earlier. Were there questions that you Ben, did you have questions?
So this is not a historical home, right?
No.
Okay. It's just in the historical district.
Right.
Okay. So when I look at your drawings and I think about a step down in that gable coming out there, and when I look at it's got an 8-foot ceiling in there, it doesn't look like there's enough room to do the step down and the 8-foot ceiling.
Absolutely, there's ample there. Actually, it's slightly over.
Is it? Okay. Because, yeah. You know, thinking about the 6'8" on the door, and it just, yeah. It looks like real close. So I guess you're going to have to probably take some of the stuff over the door and all off because of the ceiling.
There's a little design over the door that will have to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is the way the picture's drawn with the square columns and the square pickets, you know, are the pickets and all going to be painted to match the trim of the house? Or
it's going to be painted, the picket's going to be all white to match the columns and to match the whole front.
Okay. And the trim on the house is white now, right?
Exactly.
Okay. The it almost feels like it's too much of a living area for that size house. It's too deep, you know. But obviously, I'm just looking at pictures and whatnot here. But it just feels like that's really going to extend the front of the house forward, and it's going to be kind of awkward looking because it's 12 foot deep. And it's hard for me to say it is or isn't from the picture, but it feels that way to me.
I think it's because of the lower elevations of the roof from the existing, it will make it more for the flow to the actual size of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it will not be overwhelming.
Why did you decide on the metal roof instead of a shingle roof to match the house to make it blend in better?
Two reasons. One is obviously preference of the owner.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it that way. And second, it's it is a nice design to combine metal with shingles in the front and break up the look a little bit.
Does that metal roof have to be silver? What are the reflecting possibilities on the neighborhood?
It will have to be galvanized to flow with the actual design. In the neighborhood, there are several metal roofs that are silver already. So,
why does he want to put it on the front instead of on the back?
The front entrance to the house does not have a porch, and it has to give it this the traditional look to the front of the house.
It seems that the house has a traditional look for that kind of house.
I think the house could use a porch on the front, a front porch.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, especially as you put a tin roof on, metal roof on it, which are, you know, nice in their place. It's almost like it's a screen porch addition on the front. You get that feeling because of the depth of it, but then the metal roof unfortunately accentuates it as an addition. And I don't know that it'll ever blend in as people drive, and it's a pretty visible front. I see the desire to have a porch.
I'll show you some samples that some houses that do have combinations of metal roof, mm-hmm. And shingles.
Well, now we do it very frequently when we have a low slope and
right.
And you have to do a metal roof.
That's what these are.
Yeah, that's right. Very typical.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that's different from just always, you know, having a shingle and all of a sudden changing to metal.
Right. But that's why we're stepping it down. It's not continuation of the existing.
Yeah,
roof.
But that's not the same as this.
The design is not, but the actual silver with shingles and silver against the house.
Right, but we're talking about the design.
Right.
We're not talking about just material.
On the design, you have the actual gable of the addition is lower than the existing.
Yeah, but lower, you know, just a lower version of the main roof is not the same as a shed up against it, which is very typical of a wraparound porch.
Sure.
I think Ben is a contractor and has probably done some like that with a low slope, but then a shingle up on the upper part. That was just the reaction I had as I looked at it, why I maybe call attention to it as an addition. Any other questions? Would you all consider going to a shingle?
That would be absolutely the decision of the owner, of Tom and Lindy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe we should have. Would you all like to pursue that any, or how do you feel about the metal addition, metal roof addition?
I'm not really in favor of it as it's drawn and presented, mm-hmm. currently, and I hate to say that because it's not my house; it's your house, so I feel awkward to even say that. But it just feels like it's going to stick out and be kind of protruding, you know, and it's not going to feel right.
Maybe we could have the owner. Would you want? Yeah, if you can just step around there and give us your name. That way she'll know who.
First of all, my name is Tom Powell. I live at 516 Highland Park. We bought the house 11 years ago.
Okay.
I'd like to show you some pictures of what I bought and what we have now.
Right.
And let you'll kind of see we're trending in the right direction. Just roll with us, okay? This isn't a historic house.
And the reason the porch has got to be so big is the door, there's no... We can't put any chairs where the door is. So, and the reason the porch is so long is because we're trying to follow the line of the gable, and we're just trying to do what looks aesthetically the best.
Right.
And the reason it's out 12 feet is because we want to have a little bit of a living area for a swing. We're not going to ever screen it. And across the street are three Charleston houses, and I thought the tin just has that low country feeling, cottage, you know, Charleston look, and I thought the tin would look, you know, nice. It's a very casual house. It's a big front yard. We were told by a landscaper it's like a football field, so there's plenty of room for a 12-foot porch.
Yeah, you can even see in one of those pictures we added. Mm-hmm. When we bought the house, there was no sidewalk coming up from the street. It was like a football field, the front yard.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was fine. We did got plastic golf balls out there, but we went ahead and put a sidewalk in too. And mm-hmm. the house sits way back from the street, too, so that depth of the porch is not an issue. I mean, it's actually going to come out to where the existing sidewalk is.
Yeah, I think everything you're saying is true and valid, and it looks like it needs a transition from that big yard into the house. It's just flat. So we're in agreement.
I get all frustrated with, you know, that house isn't from like a Gone with the Wind era. It's right. Like from Happy Days. You know what I mean? That's like Opie's house when we bought it. Yeah. And we've really, like when we bought that house, the Rockford place is with the yellow gas station. Mm-hmm. You know, we kind of rolled with everything down here, and I don't want to go home without that porch there. I might be sleeping out on the deck.
No, I think the porch is it's appropriate to enter the front through a porch. That's
is there a way to combine these two elements to make it? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I've already bought the swing for it, so I'm already.
Yeah, that's that could adjust the feeling of the. Susan was asking if you could to introduce some of the metal.
I like that one.
Come across like that, so that rather than having a big gable, it's going to be a commanding kind of presence up there, and because it goes all the way out, and then it's going to be siding, and then it's going to have metal up on this. It'll look like somebody did just kind of stick it on there. That's our concern.
Okay.
And what you've done is an argument for painting brick.
Mm-hmm. The brick was very unattractive.
Yeah, we have people. This comes up often, and sometimes it's good to paint it, and sometimes not. The last building we had, I don't think it was a great loss to lose the brick. Mm-hmm. Mellow mushroom was a little bit different. But this could be a way that if you were to take the gable and cut it back, but leave the columns in the floor where they are, then it'll just reduce the scale a little bit of that big projecting gable, and you could get some metal right in there.
Coming down in the shed.
In other words, come up with a gable, say, about 9 feet and then 3 feet.
Uh-huh. With a low shed roof.
Yeah. You could have
8 and 4.
Yeah, because that's done. I mean, but I think if you go find this house and you look around on the sides of this gable, I don't think you'll find metal.
No, you'll find shingles.
Yeah. And it seems like to me if you shingled the porch, then it wouldn't feel like it sticks out so much.
And then could we just keep that gable coming out with the shingle, and then we wouldn't have to lose
it? And then do like a low slope, darker metal, not a silver, across the front, some of these pictures. Mm-hmm. It seems like that would feel.
Or even if it was metal, I think that would be, that's a fine.
Mm-hmm. The house is real pale yellow. So
yeah, you speak up if you want to, it's easier.
The house is real pale yellow. So I thought the silver would not be so.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the silver is not so much the problem as the fact that it's going up the slope in a big gable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is an appropriate use of a metal roof because it's a low, you walk in under, it's a shed.
Okay.
Literally a shed addition. So I'll pass that on down.
I agree with you there.
That might be a nice variation in it. Would add some character. You know, y'all were adding character with. It looked like maybe a possibility of some brackets or something up in
corbels,
there.
Corbels, like three chunky corbels.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this could do even more in terms of character than
like
the little. See, the brackets don't quite fit into the rest of the house.
Right.
But this kind of a front, it's giving you a new. I think that's what you're trying to get is a little bit of a different new facade, and I believe that might be a more appropriate. Yeah, compromise if y'all.
I like
if
that.
We can figure out how to make that motion.
Tom, what are you thinking? I'm watching your face.
Well, it's not up to me.
He's thinking about sleeping in the shed or something.
I got to be home at 7:30 to watch Modern Family.
Yeah, we can come up with this about 9 feet of top and then 3 feet off roof.
Okay. Yeah.
From here to here.
Okay.
Yeah. Or do we come off the existing gable, or we still drop down?
Can we come?
I think we'll still drop down to give it continue.
You can do either, but okay. you could if you feel like you needed the extra height. The only problem is that you may have I don't know how old the shingles are.
It's about 10 years. So
yeah, they may not match if it were right.
I think it would be a good idea to drop, because there's gracious point of height there.
I'll drop it, because okay. You can get the same shingles, but 10-year shingles with
it could be a fade difference.
Fade,
right?
So, yeah. You get the same color when you look at it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it can be that.
I like shingles.
No. Okay. Well, good. We'll ask if anyone here wants to speak and get involved in this turmoil. But thank you for your flexibility and coming to. And I think what you've done is a major improvement so far. We just think if you can adjust a little bit, it'll fit and look like it was planned. Now, nobody here, I think, wants to speak, and so we'll let you all sit back down. If we have a question, we'll have you back up. Would somebody like to attempt to make
one more question? Miss Palin, is that right?
Yes.
And so you feel like you need the full 12 feet, not 11 or 10?
Because even though it says 21 feet long, we can only sit about...
you lose a little bit.
You lose about 6 feet, because here's the door, and there's about that much space on the other door, so you can't put a chair there.
Uh-huh.
So there's only space to put like a swing and then a couple chairs.
But what Susan, I think she gets credit here. You're changing into a 7-foot... gable and a 5-foot shed.
I understand the roof is changing.
And then our neighbor, the business next door, he put on a porch. He says, don't forget you lose almost a foot when you add your railing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's talking about Michael Costigan.
That is true.
He kept saying, you want to do 12 foot. He kept coming to my porch.
And I agree with him, because of the post. The size of the post is really where you're losing it, not the rails.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And so you've got an 8x8 square post on there.
Is that okay?
Well, I was just wondering if you had considered something like a round post, maybe.
That's my first thought, and then I was talking to one of the landscape guys that lives in the neighborhood. You need to do square. So, and then I went and drove through Collison Park, that subdivision, and a lot of his had square posts, and I just... Mm-hmm. I'm not opposed to the round.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not. I was just wondering. I'm trying to figure out a way to soften it a little bit, but maybe actually McDonald's much better at that than I am. So
I think if you can figure out how to make this motion relative to the it's a modified hip with a wrap around with a.
It would still be a gable at the top on the front, but it would be a shed below that.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. And the rest of it is going to be shingles with metal on the front? Is that what we're talking about?
Metal on the front,
yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. That's right.
I just thought the square posts were a little bit more casual, and the house is very plain and simple. I didn't want it to be too fancy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason why. And I want to add some molding on the square post like they did at the Collison Park place.
Yeah, just a little trim at the top and
the bottom. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're also saying that we want the metal roof, not silver, but a color more sympathetic to the shingles.
So I guess whoever makes that motion can, could say that.
I tell you, whenever I see the galvanized, I always feel like it's a barn, and it's just the way I feel when I look at it.
The coast,
there's a lot of that.
There's tons of silver, polys.
And when I see a color on it, it feels more residential to me.
Oh, okay.
And that's just a personal thing, I promise you. It doesn't...
Will it peel and stuff?
No, it would be painted. It'd be, a 30 or 50 year paint warranty on the finish, I'm sure.
Sounds like you baked down enamel.
Right.
So maybe like a taupey gray that kind of matched the shingles? Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, again, it's your house.
Right.
Okay. So I am very much sympathetic to the fact that it's your house, and I feel like we're just giving advice, okay?
The advice, I like the design.
You want to show them that, McDonald?
Yeah, and there is that corner that you'll have. You'll have a hip there, and so there may be some advantage of trying to make them blend a little better.
Uh-huh. So would it be metal on the side to match it or not.
That's the question. You're saying, do you then
right.
do this?
Right. To wrap it around with metal or not?
Like in their picture.
Yeah. Why don't you let them see that?
I think that'd be one way to put it off if you wanted to.
Probably the sides of these would look way down.
Just wrap it. Which would look like a porch, too.
Yeah, you could.
If it's surrounded.
Well, you can you pass know. That down. That might be one way if you did bring it around and keep it, because you'll have a right. problem on the hip.
Right.
You're going to be running along with metal, and all of a sudden you turn to shingle.
Right.
So you may want to consider seeing if you could turn the hip, the metal at the hip.
It can be done.
And then change back to shingle above that.
Sure.
Or you change right at the hip and go from metal to shingle, then you really would want to try to blend your colors a little better.
That means that we'll have to go with the gable with a pitch slightly lower, much lower.
Well,
on the main body or on
where it ends on the side.
That would be the ideal. Would be to drop your gable down enough so you
right.
could tilt out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be better. Mm-hmm. That'd be better. That would give you a real...
Well, it's a matter of preference.
Can they still get their headroom?
Oh, yeah.
Because our ceiling right now on the porch is only a little over 8 feet. Because our ceilings in our house are eight. They're, you know, they're low. So how low would our chances be?
Well, you can have a higher ceiling that way.
Oh, okay. I like that.
You could vault it.
You can have
I have a question for you.
you could have a higher ceiling. You could...
Could you... What I'm thinking is that we should approve the concept, and you should bring back the drawing that you intend to build and have McDonald and Susan sign off on it, because this could be confusing and there could be misunderstandings.
Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Before we vote on it, though, what do you think about that new concept?
Yeah, I think that gives them opportunity to turn the corner with the metal.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a little awkward to change at a hip.
That looks more like polyethylene.
All that gable behind it too, McDowell.
Yeah, it'll be up there like that. Okay. Can't draw a straight line for some reason, but it would be sort of like that, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, you can see that.
But do we have enough to do all that, you know? We're going to do it a much shorter.
But he could then get some ceiling height out of that, you know, where it bumps up.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're talking about?
It's going to start costing more money.
No, not here.
Hindsight's
20/20.
Yeah, I should be able to do better than that. That's my pencil.
On the frame.
Okay. We've got an understanding then, is that right? That you, if you want, and your idea, I think everybody's had some input here, but your idea of possibly pulling that down, and then you could, you know, angle back out, lower slope, and you could push that ceiling up in there, so when you walk up in there, it'll all of a sudden open up.
Right, we can have a ceiling
of
10 foot.
Yeah. And then yep.
Stop that.
Mm-hmm. There'll be a nice room out there, and it'll probably be more like a 7 foot extension of the gate of the main ridge, and then another 5 feet or so.
Okay.
Lower. Okay.
I don't want to vote on something you guys are against. Okay.
Me too. I mean, I don't have a vote.
Because he doesn't want to sleep outside.
So. No. Well,
I don't want that either.
You can just approve what we came up here with, and everybody's happy.
Then we'd be sleeping outside.
In order to keep the cost to where it was, I can go from silver tin to a, you know, painted metal to match, you know.
Pewter.
I love pewter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What if we had our original, what we offered, and just changed it from galvanized looking tin to something a little softer?
I still think that it's going to look like it sticks out too much if you have that whole thing metal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be happy to vote on that. Happy to vote on it. You know, you may get the consensus. You know, we can make that motion.
No, somebody's got to make that motion.
Right.
I mean, I don't want it to be ugly, so if you really think it's going to be like a sore thumb sticking out. I mean, I'm not a architect.
Everybody has an opinion.
Yeah.
And I just have an opinion. I mean.
Yeah, no, I just don't have an architect background, so.
These guys may not agree with me, okay? So.
You're getting some free architectural advice over here.
McDonald is an architect, okay?
Yeah.
So you think it that's a little too sore thumb sticking out, that whole thing?
Oh, in all metal.
Yeah, in all metal.
And okay. Yeah, and the 12 feet is a little out of proportion to stick out. I know you have plenty of room to do it.
Yeah.
But it may just look like.
How far does the window stick out?
That double one.
That's that far.
Less than a
There's
foot.
There's one
yeah.
piece that sticks out. It was they're
about
13,
14 inches.
Like a little bit of a bay.
So it's really not like they're a full 12 foot from the.
Part of the house is added on to the 70s, so these don't line up.
Right.
It sticks out further.
Sitting area.
No, the 12 foot is back to the back wall where the door is, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's barely, it's maybe 12 inches or so, isn't it?
Yeah. If they see where the door is, all that is wasted space. We won't be able to use it at all.
Mm-hmm. And then you do have the window that sticks out a little bit into the area that you do want to use.
And that's
why I think you're at 12 foot.
Yeah.
Now, is the curved brick still part of it?
What's that?
The curved brick that was shown.
For the stairs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I wanted the stairs and it to kind of flare out.
Okay. And I guess that's part of the application.
Yeah. And they know they have to have a railing.
Yes.
I think I gave that a
okay.
There it is up there. Okay.
And I like it.
And now you'll have a curved rail then.
Right.
Yeah, and I think it looks better without a rail, but it's a code issue.
Yeah.
You know, so you might want to look at maybe some wrought iron might blend a little better or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is what we were talking about earlier was dropping that back a little bit. In fact, your contractor suggested that. And then he can turn that metal there and
make it cheaper.
That won't have the appearance of sticking the weight.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay.
Can she have that drawing?
All right, let's see.
And can she have that drawing?
Well, it's the another application, but I guess it's okay.
Make
mm-hmm.
a copy of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay, good. Now we have. We still need to make a motion. We've had a lot of questions and back and forth, but we still need to make a motion if somebody would care to try.
Somebody smarter than me.
You want the engineer? Chuck, you want to attempt?
I'll attempt. I'd like to make a motion that we approve application 15-025 with the proviso that the full gable metal roof not be utilized, that a gable with a hip roof that's metal be used for that front porch.
Mm-hmm.
And that the metal roof is painted to blend with the shingles.
Well, I'm not sure we required that.
I think it's
a must.
You think it's a must?
Yeah.
And that since we've had all this discussion, that when they get their final plans pulled together, it can be brought in for an administrative approval consistent with our discussions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the just to fine tune it, when we came up with the idea of that metal turning the corner and shallowing up, so it's the metal is a shallower slope than the main gable. When it turns the corner, then to me it wasn't as critical. It becomes a different roof. It's not as critical that it be colored, you know, to match the shingle.
It's not. It's more like that, not like that.
Yeah.
You can't really see it. That
yeah, it's
well.
It's like the picture you had, which were some of those were probably
yeah, I see what you mean.
About what do you call it, aluminum.
I'll admit and say that with the final plans, the color of the roof will be administratively approved.
Okay. Does it have a second? Okay, I have a motion and a second. All in favor? Okay.
Wow.
Good. Got a unanimous vote, it looks like.
Okay.
Thank you. I think you guys gave some more good advice on that.
It said on my porch and swing.
Okay. Thank you. All right. And be careful about the pressure treated wood shrinking later. Yeah.
We'll figure out
what happens. Yeah. But unless it's already dry, if it comes dry, it's okay.
It's going to come partly dry.
If it's wet, it'll always shrink, and it does open it up a little bit. So. But if it has cover on it...
Right. Well, the cover's going to help, but I bet you if you water sealed it, it would seal it as its current size for a long time because the sun's not going to hit it directly that much.
And old houses, I think, were not pressure treated. It was just painted deck, and which doesn't work if it's a deck out in the sun, but if it's in a roof... You know, I've seen pressure treated tongue and groove especially just turn into a mess.
Right. It will over time.
It just makes a crack that
But if you seal it some kind of way, whether it's paint or clear, that would probably help maintain that original look a long time.
Good.
Well, we didn't vote on that.
Now, y'all can do the floor as you want.
We'll be hearing from you.
Okay, Susan, I guess we ought to move on.
Yes.
Here to...
Okay, application 15-029, also in the Historic District, Catherine and Richard Hartnett, 831 Fermata Place. The applicants were requesting approval to replace existing fencing with new fencing at 831 Fermata Place. The replacement fencing includes 6-foot-tall wood privacy fencing, which will extend from the house to the north and south property line. Also requested is an 8-foot-tall wood fence, shadow box, same type style, which will run along the north and south property lines to the rear of the property. The rear property line will not be fenced as the property backs up to Hitchcock Woods. And like I said, construction will be board-on-board privacy fencing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, would you come forward and give us, state your name, please, and I presume you have the same address as the applicant.
Correct, sir. Yes, my name's Richard Hartman. I live at 831 Fermata Place.
Okay, all right. And did we accurately describe the application?
I believe so, yes, sir.
Okay. And there have been, I'll just go ahead and ask the reasoning for the 8 foot in the back, mm-hmm. which is really a reason to be in here, was what?
It's a couple of issues, predominantly because after speaking to a contractor, the ground seems to slope down considerably towards the back of the property.
Yeah.
Therefore, the fence, you know, needing at least 8 feet of clearance at the end of the property to be sufficiently tall to keep that same aesthetic along the side there.
So is it going to be tapered where it's not consistently 8 foot or...
I believe taking into consideration aesthetics to make it look best and have it be no higher than 8 feet tall at any given point.
So maybe up toward the house, it's not quite 8 feet.
Maybe slightly lower.
And then as it gets further back, you're just saying asking for a maximum
allowance of 8 feet. Mm-hmm. And predominantly the reason for putting up any fence is that the border between, we've also been approved for some renovations, which we're now finishing up on. The border between myself and particularly one neighbor on one side, some of the existing shrubs and greenery that are there are starting to suffer the last couple of years, particularly with the ice storm last year, as to not be sufficient to provide enough of a buffer between us and the mm-hmm. and the neighboring property.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Mr. Hartnett, may I?
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
And so, obviously, what McDonald said a minute ago, 6 foot, you wouldn't even need to be here. You know, it's 8 foot is the issue here. And so I was wondering, have you spoke with any of your neighbors about going over the recommended 6 foot and see how they feel about that?
We have predominantly the neighbor on the one side that we're now, you know, have a little bit less... less coverage, more visibility between our two yards. He has a young child. We're about to have our first child, as well as we have three dogs. So I think it was to the best of what he's conveyed to me, he was on board with, you know, establishing a little bit of a boundary there to cut down on ambient noise and mm-hmm. and interact. Just
so they're okay with the additional height.
To the best of my knowledge, is they've expressed to me, you know, thus far, yes.
Mm-hmm. It gives them more privacy too, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions?
So are you going to lose the vegetation?
Yes, sir. At least in the short term, the plan is to lose the vegetation and put the fence up as what's been denoted as the property line, and then probably on our side of it add some vegetation, Leland cypress, something along those lines. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Anybody else?
Mr. Chairman, with respect mm-hmm. to...
And we don't have anyone else here that wants to speak
yeah.
against us.
For the record. With respect to application number 15-029, I move that we approve this application as submitted.
Mm-hmm. Second. We have a motion to second. Any further discussion? No. All in favor, raise your right hand. Okay. Good. Perfect.
Thank you very much.
See, we wore ourselves out on the other two.
Yeah. Sometimes it's good to be last.
Thanks.
Thank you, especially with a fence.
And his wife is very pregnant and looks very beautiful. I saw her when I was putting the sign up.
Good.
Very pregnant is not the bit.
Yeah. That's right. Thanks.
It's two doors from Molly. That's two doors from Molly Gray, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't it a little bit more than two doors? Maybe not. Okay.
Okay. We have a motion on the table to adjourn.
Second.
Yes.
Let me ask a question.
I'm sure I'm glad you brought those
Robert's
pictures.
Robert's rules, why does an adjournment not need a second?
I don't know.
When is the first vote to adjourn?
Right. McDonald.
A motion can't, and it can't be.
I guess.
There's something about a motion adjourn can't be.
You're an attorney.
Write a paper on that and report back to the next meeting.
If we are, before we can start, and start pretty much tomorrow.
Yes. Now, I don't know if they need a building.
Well, you did.
Okay, well, I'm not.
I know the inspector will be.